The West Virginia School Building Authority, or SBA, awarded $925,443 earlier this summer in the form of a major improvement project to replace the sewer system and water tower at the high school and to make other repairs at the school's vocational building. At the July 31st Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, the board voted to officially accept the SBA award and to sign the project contract with the SBA. However, before that vote, School Superintendent Terrence Beam quoted portions of the SBA contract because some people had alleged that the board would likely misspend or misdirect any SBA money they received.
Section 5, it says the county board hereby covenants and agrees to use the proceeds of the grant only for approved expenditures with respect to the specific projects described on Exhibit A1. The county board agrees not to submit a request requisition for expenditures which will not be incurred with respect to the approved project.
Beam also read other portions of the agreement that forbid the board from using any of the money to maintain any existing facilities not specifically included in the SBA-approved project. The SBA requires the board to maintain the project improvements, and such maintenance is subject to future inspection by the state. He also read that if these future inspections show proper maintenance has not been done, or if the SBA finds that any funds were misspent on anything outside of the approved project, the board would have to refund the entire amount of the award to the SBA, including interest. Jay Miller addressed the board challenging their proposed purchase of a new board office. Miller told the board that the project planning should include the total cost of the project, including work which will be done at taxpayer expense because school maintenance personnel will be used to do painting, electrical, and lighting improvements. Miller alleges this contradicts the superintendent's prior statements that no taxpayer money will be spent for the new board office. Director of Transportation Ruth Bland offered special recognition to Eon Bennett, the chief mechanic at the bus garage, who was named the West Virginia Bus Inspector of the Year by the West Virginia Pupil Transportation Association. Beam mentioned that the U.S. News and World Report has ranked PCHS 14th in the state among high schools with a graduation rate of 83% and with 25% of its students enrolled in advanced placement courses. He also talked about his desire to hire an ELA coach using Title II federal money, but is concerned that Title II may not be available in the future, so they will wait and see before doing that. Beam also said they were going to start enforcing rules requiring substitute service personnel to respond at least 50% of the times they are called to report or be dropped from the list. They also received a central office update from Ruth Bland, Director of Transportation, who said that the state is now requiring that all bus drivers check and replace the fluids in their buses and will be trained to do so properly. The board examined and approved for payment routine financial matters such as bills, extra duty pay, and the July 22nd payroll. They also approved a partnership agreement with the County Parks and Recreation Board for the upcoming school year, voted to enter into a West Virginia pre-K agreement with School Days Child Care, and voted to extend contracts with the Flowers Baking Company for bakery products and with Broughton Foods for dairy products. They approved a memorandum of understanding with the Pocahontas County Commission, wherein the Board of Education will have use of the building located at 300 2nd Avenue, Marlinton, for designated athletic practice. They also voted to approve a new student transportation policy. The board voted to approve the professional and service personnel agenda. This personnel agenda can be found along with a copy of the meeting agenda attached to this story at our website, www.alleghenymountainradio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.